Top doctors in McLean County say they have a better handle on how to treat COVID patients than they did at the start of the pandemic. They also tell Eric Stock patient care is still very much trial and error.
Jim Nevin is chief medical officer for Carl Broman Medical Center in Normal and Carl Eureka Hospital. He says doctors at least know what not to do. Nevin says early on, many patients were treated with an antibiotic called azithromycin and hydroxychloroquine, an anti-malaria drug President Trump often hyped.
We found that the consequences of the cardiac arrhythmias associated with their use were found to be totally ineffective and detrimental, and it is absolutely not recommended use now. And that's a change.
Nevin says the steroid dexamethasone has shown some positive results. Hospitals have also greatly reduced ventilator use. Nevin says they're too hard on the lungs. They now have patients lying on their stomach to improve air and blood flow in the lungs. Paul Peterson is chief medical officer at OSF St. Joseph Medical Center in Bloomington. He says the antiviral remdesivir has helped some patients, but the drug maker's pledge that it would shorten hospital stays hasn't panned out.
It certainly is not a silver bullet or a cure-all at all. It may help, and so we use it because we don't have much else.
Remdesivir just became the first COVID-19 treatment to get federal approval. Peterson says convalescent plasma, injecting patients with the antibodies of those who've already had COVID-19, has also shown spotty results. Jim Nevin at Carl Broman says convalescent plasma is only a last-ditch option there. He says doctors use guidance that comes from the Illinois Department of Public Health, but without consistently effective treatments, it's hard to reassure patients and their families.
It's hard. It's very frustrating. I mean, as a physician, you know, you want to cure and go in confidence. And, you know, we're not curing this. We're helping the body help itself to get through it. So that's what is key.
Both doctors believe patients are more likely to survive a bout with COVID now than in March. That's hard to measure since coronavirus cases were likely undercounted early on. Testing was so limited and many suspected of having the virus were told to stay home. NPR reports a study to be published soon in the Journal of Hospital Medicine notes death rates have dropped 18% on average across all age groups since the start of the pandemic. Nevin says underlying health problems, especially with the heart and lungs, also play a big role in a patient's chance of survival, but he notes there are exceptions that prove no one is safe.
You still see star athletes that have no comorbidities whatsoever die from it. So it's a scary bug. It really is.
Paul Peterson at OSF says expanded coronavirus testing has helped, but it could help a lot more. He says rapid testing that could more quickly isolate infected people is still in short supply.
Healthcare still has challenges in getting rapid turnaround tests. If we were a Big Ten team, we could probably get that stuff every day, but we're not. We're healthcare.
The Big Ten Conference was able to resume football and other close contact sports after it secured daily rapid tests for all student athletes and staff. Peterson says he's not sure why healthcare lacks the same capability. Bloomington Normal Hospitals have maintained adequate bed capacity. Carl Broman took down an overflow tenant set up outside its emergency room in March. The most COVID hospitalizations the county has had at any one time is 15, but Nevin says recent increases concern him.
When you see some of these increases, it does make me hold my breath. I'm just really thankful that we don't have patients on ventilators and we're able to keep them out of the ICU.
And as much of the Midwest faces a third wave of COVID cases this fall, Paul Peterson at OSF says he's worried holiday travel will help the disease spread.
But I'm concerned about what may happen with our holiday season and the social gatherings and family gatherings if they're not being done in a protective way.
Peterson says until there's a COVID vaccine, prevention remains the best way to contain the virus by wearing a mask and staying socially distant. Both Nevin and Peterson say they've canceled their own holiday plans with extended family this year to keep everyone safe. I'm Eric Stock.
Dr. Jim Nevin at Carl Broman says five members of his extended family have contracted the coronavirus. He says nearly all of them are dealing with lingering physical and cognitive effects.